You're listening to Illinois Public Media. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason. We're joined now by Mike Tenor to take a look at the weather forecast, mostly for this nation, as we transition from winter into the spring months. And I think, Mike, we should start in the hard red wheat-growing regions of the United States. They had a difficult time with that crop to begin with, and things have not gotten better. It remains fairly dry in the plains. Is this right?
If you look at Kansas, they produce around 40% of the U.S.'s hard red winter wheat crop. March out there was very dry. It was the 12th driest in 121 years of record across the state of Kansas. So just that alone right there tells you that you do have a dryness issue developing. If you expand out a little bit further and go back in time, there wasn't a whole lot of rain earlier either. The big rain event in that region was on January 31st, when a fairly major rain event and snow event hit a large portion of the hard red winter wheat belt. While that is moving further into the past and we're starting to need rain, keep in mind the temperatures yesterday were very warm, well into the 80s across a big chunk of the plains, and we also had gusty winds. This has been a common theme of the last 1 to 2 months, where we have these temperatures that just soar to levels that are pretty amazing for this time of the year, around 20 degrees above normal. And when you start to see that and you combine that with dry conditions, we start to look for the need for rain. As we go forward, there are rain chances out there, but none of them are very good. The real problem is that even though we do have a number of systems that will move across the plains, we don't have a lot of humidity available for each system to produce rain. So what you end up with is a low chance for rain throughout the next 10 to 14 days, but you never have a good chance for rain. The good chances for rain are always off to the east. If this forecast verifies, then we'll definitely be talking about a drought out in the plains. But again, we still have some time to get out of this situation. Just at the moment, those rain chances aren't as ideal as we would like.
And what do you think it means for the wheat crop?
Well, for the wheat crop, if you look at last year, Kansas had its lowest wheat yield on record, at least since 1995. So 20 years ago is the lowest wheat yield compared to last year. The reason we mentioned last year is that it was very dry at that time of the year, too, almost as dry as right now. So we know that if you get dry weather now, you can get a low yield. But again, it has to last. If we get a big rain, say, in 5 days from now, unexpectedly, then the tune would change. But at the moment, it doesn't look like that rain is coming.
And speaking of big rains, it has been wet in other parts of the nation. The Delta has not gotten a good start to their planting season, and they should have by now been rolling maybe more completely than they have. The Ohio River Valley has been spot on for rainfall. What do you see there?
Well, that's the other side of the coin. We have all of these systems coming across the plains, but remember, there's no humidity out there. While there will be a lot of humidity across the Corn Belt and Delta as we see a southerly wind flow in place that will transport tropical air far to the north, that will interact with those systems, produce rain, and we're looking for widespread coverage of heavy rainfall across the far southern Corn Belt and the northern Delta, right along that Ohio River Valley, where we've seen a lot of heavy rain in the last several weeks and several months. So down there, we could be talking about flooding, and we think that's a fairly high probability for at least some field flooding. And again, like you noted, we should be planting corn over the next couple of weeks. But if this forecast verifies or continues to verify, we just don't think that we'll be able to see the rapid rates of planting that we'd like.
Mike Tenor is with T-Storm Weather out of Chicago, Illinois.